Hello, everyone. This is Arielle with Pump for My Journey podcast. How are y'all doing? Happy Saturday. Let me say y'all something. I missed y'all last weekend. I missed recording my podcast and posting it. But last weekend, I spent time with family. And guess what? I'm back this Saturday. And I just hope everybody's been doing good, feeling good. First and foremost, y'all know I always like to tell God, thank you for this opportunity to be able to share my story, to give some inspiration and some motivation to you all. And I want to tell each and every one of y'all, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for downloading the podcast episodes. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing with other people about my podcast. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. So now that I've gotten my thank yous out the way, I just want to, with this episode, I want to dive deep into how I became an author, because a lot of times we see people become these authors and business people and doctors and nurses, but sometimes you wonder, like, how did they even start? Where did they start? Like, how did they even become who they are, are today? And I said, I want to be able to share in this podcast, like, how did I become a self-published author? Because I want to inspire you all not to quit on whatever God has called you to do. Don't let somebody talk you out of the dreams, the purpose that God has placed inside of you. And another thing, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes days. It takes weeks. Sometimes it takes months. But guess what? You will get to that dream. You will accept your calling and you will understand your purpose, because if I could go through it and get where I am today, so can you. So let's go ahead and dive into this episode. So I told y'all, when I first wrote the book, I called my mom and I asked her, I said, Mom, I just wrote a book. What do I do? She said, pray and ask God to send you a mentor. So I reached out to a lady on Facebook that I saw had written a book with her family members. And I just messaged her and told her, I said, God has given me a book to write, but I don't know where to get started. I would appreciate any knowledge that you can just pass along to me. And do y'all know what that lady did? She does not know me. I don't know her, a complete stranger, but I felt in my spirit that God was telling me to reach out to her. And when I tell you, she gave me so much information that I didn't even know I needed. And then I reached out to another lady that was through a cousin. She was able to give me some information. And I'm so grateful for those ladies that poured into me before the world even knew that a book was going to be birthed out of me. So shout out to those two ladies that were there for me. And it was like, you know, God was like, you got that information right there, but guess what? You need a mentor. You need somebody that's going to be there to help you along this journey. You'll be able to call them when you need them. And God sent me my mentor. And the crazy thing is, when my mom told me to pray and ask God for a mentor, she also told me that one of our cousins, she wrote a book. And then one of our family friends, she had written a book too. And when she gave me that information, I was like, I don't know who to reach out to. So I prayed to God, and God sent me into another direction. And that's what led me to my mentor. And I'm going to shout out my mentor and even the family friend that introduced me to my mentor, because it was definitely God. And that's something that I try to share with people, that I never push what I believe, but all I can do is just push what God has given to me. When you pray and ask God to send somebody to you, He will send them to you. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith in God that He will send you the right people at the right time for you. And that's what God did for me with Pump for My Journey. When I met my mentor, everything that those two ladies had given me, on the one on Facebook and the one sent through the friend, through my cousin, my mentor gave me that. And my mentor actually told me, she says, I'm here for you. Any questions, whatever you need help with, I got you. I've written books before. I have books on Amazon. I have a website, all this stuff that I didn't even know I needed, right? And you know how God works too. My mentor was there for me, but what was also birthed out of my mentor was a coach. So my coach helped me with, I met with her a few times each month, but my coach helped me with my website. She helped me get over my fear of going live on Instagram. She helped me with looking for a bank account. She helped me with the business portion of becoming a self-published author. And my mentor helped me with the book. But what I love about my mentor and my coach, they were faith-filled women that said that I have to help you because guess what? Somebody helped me. I have to be there to support you because that's my calling. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all gonna think I'm crazy. When I wrote this book, you know, when I looked for the book for Kalia in 2019, I just wanted a book to put in Kalia's hand. I never imagined that God would allow me to take this book from Kalia's hand and place it in other children's hands. And I can honestly say Pump for My Journey has birthed so much out of me. And what I always encourage people when they ask me, how did you become a self-published author? My mentor, my coach, you know, and being a self-published author, I was all like, I had to look for my illustrator. I had to look for my editor to be able to work with both of them. And we're all in different states. That taught me how to be a boss. That taught me how to multitask. That taught me how to tell people my dreams, tell people my purpose, and let nothing stop me. And I can honestly say, becoming a self-published author of my first book, it was a lot of work. Trust me, a lot of sleepless nights where I would have to, the editor would have to send me my proof to read it over again, make changes to it, get in contact with my illustrator. It was a lot. I almost gave up several times because I thought it was just too much for me to handle because I was working a full-time job. While I was self-publishing this book, I was working a full-time job, and I'm a full-time mom. It was a lot. And I can remember a lot of times at night, I would call my parents, and either my dad would answer the phone or my mom, and I would tell them, I said, I don't even know how I'm going to write this book. I don't even know what I'm doing. And my mom and dad would both tell me, didn't God tell you that you could write the book? Didn't he tell you to write the book? So he's going to lay out what you need. And I can honestly say when I became a self-published author, my faith in God grew stronger because I was hearing things before I saw it. Because when I wrote this book, let me be honest with y'all. When I first wrote this book and I was, you know, going through the self-publishing journey, I never for once thought about being a self-published author. That was something that my mentor had introduced me to. I thought I would have went through maybe like a traditional publishing company. But to self-publish my book, to having my book that Pump for My Journey published this book, it's an honor just to know that God birthed something in me that I didn't even know I had. And a lot of times people look at my book and they say, Pump for My Journey. Like, where did that name come from for your children's book? So let me tell y'all this. When I first wrote Pump for My Journey and I said, God, what do I name it? What do I name it? God said, you remember when you were 17 years old and you tried to commit suicide with your insulin pump and you would pump so much insulin in your body and it never touched you and you did it multiple days. God said, what you use to kill yourself, that's going to push you to your purpose. And that's Pump for My Journey. So when I look at my book cover and I see Pump for My Journey, I see that's a survivor. That's an overcomer. That's somebody that did not know she had a future, but God said, I'm not going to let anything stop her from reaching her purpose. Because God has so much in store for us, but we can't give up. And that's something I have learned becoming a self-published author, the founder of Pump for My Journey. I have learned not to give up. And when people look at my book cover, when y'all get a chance, if you look on my podcast cover, you see I'm holding my book. So once I had written the book, once God had given me my name for Pump for My Journey, I didn't know what kind of cover to create for this. I asked my mentor, me and her used to talk all the time, and I said, I don't even know what cover I should do for Pump for My Journey. And my mentor told me the same thing my mother told me. She said, pray and ask God, what should your cover be? So I used to pray and ask God, God, reveal to me my book cover. And God did not reveal it to me. And I asked multiple times. So y'all should know by now, when you ask God multiple times, God is going to make you wait. God is testing your patience. And I remember one night being asleep, I had a dream of my book cover. I woke up and I wrote it down. My book cover was actually revealed to me in a dream. So I hope you all are listening to this podcast episode so far where I'm talking about somebody that did not have any experience to be a self-published author, All I was a woman with faith. All I was a woman that God spoke a word into her and something inside of her came alive. And did I have people try to discourage me? Yes. Did I have people tell me that they don't believe that this book will work? Yes. And did that make me want to stop? And I'm not going to lie. Yes. But I often think back to what my parents told me. What did God tell you to do? And that's what I'm asking you right now. What has God told you to do? What book has God told you to write? What business has God told you to start? What school has God told you to start? Don't let anybody in this world stop you from what God has called you to do. And guess what? Don't let you stop you from what God has called you to. Because I was able to self-publish Pump for My Journey while, like I said, working a full-time job, being a full-time mom, and I was able to self-publish my book in less than a year. Less than a year. And my goal with Pump for My Journey, it was nothing compared to what God had for Pump for My Journey. I told y'all this book was supposed to be for Kalia. And God was like, after the book was written, God said, Kalia knows your story, but it's children out there that are waiting to hear your story. And I'm going to leave it at that. Because there's so much more to Pump for My Journey. And y'all should know me by now that I want y'all to keep coming back. I want y'all to continue to listen to my podcast episodes, but I don't want to give so much in one episode because, to be honest, I could go on and on about Pump for My Journey because I love Pump for My Journey. But I will share with you all in next week's episode about where has Pump for My Journey gone since then, since releasing it. And I feel like for the last few minutes of this episode, I just want to pour into that person that's might be having some suicidal thoughts. That person that feels like I can't make it. I don't want to make it. I don't feel like I have a purpose. When I look at myself in the mirror, I don't love who I am. When I think about myself, I don't even think myself is important enough to be here. We have lost so many people to suicide. And it breaks my heart to know people have walked around that just feel like they're not wanted, that nobody cares about them. They just feel alone. And my heart, first and foremost, my heart goes out to those families, those people that have lost loved ones to suicide. And one thing about me, to be honest, I was scared to share my story of suicide because I didn't want people to judge me. I didn't want people to look at me and say, you know what, Aria, you always look like you got it together, but I don't. I had those moments where I did try to commit suicide, but I realize now that God has so much in store for me. And I just pray that anybody that is listening to this podcast know that you are important. Those people that have lost their lives to suicide, they are still important because I feel like if I was able to survive, I have to give honor to those that have lost their lives to suicide. I have to give honor to those families. And while we're still here, it's my job. It's my calling. It's my purpose to pour into people and just let them know that, hey, I am here for you. I'm here for you. It's okay. And this is something else that I want people to just really pay attention to because we're done with the Pump for My Journey part where I became an author and what I had to go through. But these last few minutes is just to pour into people that might just feel like depressed, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, thoughts of hurting themselves, thoughts of killing themselves. I just pray that you will reach out to positive people that will pour into you. I don't know if it's through therapy, counseling, a church member, somebody that you can believe, somebody that you know believes in you and that can pour positive things inside of you. Because I had to share my story in order to heal. And I feel like God had me to share my story of suicide, not to say, it's okay to do it. I share it because I want people to know that I'm not who I am today by myself. I'm who I am today because of God. Because at 17 years old, yes, I wanted to end my life. I wanted to end my life. I didn't see a future. I'm gonna be honest with you. At 17 years old, I saw an ugly 17-year-old girl that had low self-esteem. I saw a girl that thought that she could never graduate from high school, graduate from college, become a mother, be a self-published author, a businesswoman, a mentor, a coach, a podcaster. Do you really think I saw that at 17? No. But I will say this. I look back at my 17-year-old self and I want to dedicate this to her. This is for anybody that has those thoughts, those people that have lost their lives. I do this for that 17-year-old girl to let her know that you have a future and your future looks good. And my prayer is that if someone is having those thoughts, reach out to somebody that you can talk to, that can pour into you. Reach out to somebody that can help you. But don't fight this battle by yourself. Don't fight it by yourself. That's why I created Pump for My Journey, not just the podcast, but Pump for My Journey. I didn't create Pump for My Journey. I always tell people that I did not create Pump for My Journey. God created Pump for My Journey. I found Pump for My Journey, so I'm the founder. And I feel like God gave me Pump for My Journey because I have a story. And I have a story to want to inspire people, to motivate people, to let them know, hey, you have a purpose. And just know here with Pump for My Journey podcast, Pump for My Journey as a whole, I see you. I'm proud of you. And we're going to keep going. I always leave y'all with something inspirational. And I try to write something down. But I just want to let you know I see you, I'm proud of you, and we're going to keep going. This thing called life, I tell y'all all the time, is not easy. But guess what? You can make it, because guess what? We're going to make it. So y'all, I just appreciate y'all for listening to this episode where I was able to just talk about how I became a self-published author. You know, just give you a little bit of how I discovered that path, and also to dedicate the last few minutes to just talking about suicide, bringing awareness to suicide. And I just encourage you all to please share this podcast with people that you know need some inspiration, that you know need some motivation. Or if it's you, continue to listen to these podcast episodes. And like I tell you all the time, please don't be stingy with these podcasts. Share it with people, because we all are going through something. But guess what? We can make it. So y'all, this is Ariel with Pump for My Journey podcast. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And guess what? Here at Pump for My Journey, we're going to make it. Y'all take care.